stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, with 60 seconds of productivity every single day of the week. Yes, right here on Bashani and iHeart every Friday, bringing you the best and the brightest from all around the world. Well, today I want to talk to you about a topic that you may have heard before, but what I need you to understand is how important it is. Have you ever heard of the term out with the old and in with the new? Yeah, out with the old and in with the new. Something similar to what you may be thinking about when you have spring cleaning going on. You're cleaning out your closets. You're getting things together. You may have a end of year goal or whatever the case may be. You're getting ready to go into the new year and you're starting to say to yourself, out with the old and in with the new. You know, there's nothing more crazy to sit down and think about when you start thinking about this particular topic. Well, how many of us in our particular lives have those moments when we said, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of the same old way of doing things. I need to change something up. And I begin to say to myself, out with the old and in with the new. How many of you know that there's a purging that actually goes on when you're going through what I like to call the pruning process? See, in your productivity, you're gonna have to learn how to prune. And pruning simply means out with the old and in with the new, making room for more. See, when you're pruning, if you're talking from a gardener's perspective, you're cutting off some things that may seem alive, but aren't quite yet producing fruit. They aren't quite yet producing fruit. And in order for you to go forward, it is imperative that you do a self-analysis, that you do a self-check, that you do a systems check, and make sure that everything is operating as it should, as it was created or designed to do. And if it's not, then you're going to have to go through what I call the purging or the cleansing process. Now, getting rid of old stuff or stuff that's in the past or things that seem to weigh you down is a part of out with the old and in with the new. Let me ask you guys something as you're listening to Productivity 360 today. How many different areas of your life can you think of just in hearing the topic that you can literally purge or cleanse? You know, when was the last time you actually cleaned out what we would call the kitchen cabinets? When was the last time that you actually looked inside what you would call that junk drawer. When was the last time that you actually looked inside the bathroom cabinets to see how much stuff you have accumulated? When was the last time, and this one's serious, but you got to be careful on how you do it and how often you do it. When was the last time you actually cleaned out your medicine cabinet? Come on, folks. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Out with the old and in with the new. Well, one of the things you have to understand, whether it's a kitchen cabinet, cupboard, bathroom cabinets, a room, a closet, a tool shed, a garage, or an extra room in your house, what I know is this: it is not being maximized when you have it filled with things that you're not using. You know, to those connoisseurs who are shopping connoisseurs, and you buy everything under the sun and the tags are still hanging on things in your closet, but you probably have not used or worn them in over 2 to 3 years. Here's a rule of thumb. If you haven't used it in a year and you haven't touched it, then more than likely you don't need it. I'm going to say that again for some of you people who may have missed that. If you haven't used it in a year or you haven't touched it, then more than likely you don't need it. It's time for you to get rid of it. And it's the same thing, folks, when you're talking about bad habits or, you know, religious habits or what I would call something that you do out of the norm. Or not even out of the norm, but on a regular basis, it has become a trend because that's the way it's always been. Sometimes when you're thinking about out with the old and in with the new, you've got to even watch your habits. Why do you do what you do? Is it because that's what you're used to and that's the only thing that you can do, or you are afraid of change? So, when you think about out with the old and in with the new, many people like to think about their past or the weight of their past. The key is that you need to free yourself so that you can actually be prepared for your future. Lighten your load a little bit, purge some pounds or purge some old thinking or old way of doing things. You know, I am simply reminded of a thought pattern or a process that if it ain't broke, then don't fix it. But that doesn't always hold true, especially in productivity. Just because that's the way it has been doesn't mean that that's the way it always will be. So with that in mind, think here with out with the old and in with the new. What does that actually look like for you in your life at this particular time? What does that actually mean to you? What are some things that you need to purge and cleanse of or from? These are the questions that I want to answer for you today and help you to actually put the magnifying glass in this particular area of your life. So let's pause for a cause. What are the things that you need to get rid of? You want to know how you figure out the things that you need to get rid of? What are the things that seem to be cluttering up your life, taking up all of your time, causing you to be suffocated and not able to produce at the levels that you desire to produce? You know, a lot of times what I have found is that people actually take on so much because they're people pleasers. They're trying to do everything so that they can be liked or known or whatever the case may be. And I want to challenge you right here, right now, to be your own person, to figure out exactly what you want in life so that you can be happy with your decisions. You know, if you continue to do what you've always done, you'll continue to get and have what you've always gotten. And what I want you to think about is, why not think differently? why not take a moment to ask yourself, where am I going? Why not take a moment to ask yourself, how do I want to get there? Why not also take a moment to ask yourself, what is it going to take for me to get to my desired results? Where are you going? What is it going to take for you to get to your desired results? And how are you going to get there? You know, these are things that people fail to do because they're so busy trying to please other people. If the world was over and all you had was who you are and what you were able to accomplish, would you be happy? Or would you find yourself coveting or asking for someone else's goods or their services or their product or their program or whatever it is? It's time for you to reinvent yourself and ask yourself, what is it that I'm holding on to that's causing me to be dead weight? Remember this, the ways of your past and the habits that are second nature to you are the things that are going to either do one of two things. They're either going to hold you back or they're going to help you to create the change that you desire. They're going to help you to reinvent yourself, and they're going to help you to explore what I like to call the next level in the productive zone. I want to share with you that comfortability is death. And you've heard me say this before. There is no growth in the comfort zone. There is no growth in the comfort zone. The moment that you get comfortable is the moment that you no longer, watch this now, are hungry, you're no longer seeking improvement, and you're no longer pushing forward to your desired outcome. Why? Because you've gotten comfortable. See, what you may not realize is that life is built around energy. And the energy that you give off is the energy that you thrive off of. The energy that you give off is the energy that you thrive off of. When you find yourself a person who is very exuberant and excited about life, they're going to give off that same type of passion and tenacity. But when you find a person who is literally down all the time, looking, you know, with their head hanging down and believe that the world is against them, what kind of mindset, what kind of thought process and pattern do you think that they would exude? Well, I've got to tell you, it's your time. Out with the old and in with the new. Find a way to declutter your life. Find a way to declutter your business. Find a way to cut the slack and get rid of the dead weight. Now, whether you're talking about financial, whether you're talking about physical, spiritual, or the mental space, the thing is still the same. You have to get out with the old and in with the new. Before you can become a better student at a specific thing, you have to first find yourself being in a posture of the learning. And when you're in the posture of the learning, you become what I like to call a lifelong learner. And as a lifelong learner, what you find yourself doing is experiencing life on multiple levels in many different facets and capacities. Why? Because you have an open mind and you're willing to learn. So, let me ask you this. Life is a ball of energy. And if you look at life as a ball of energy, you will recognize that we have one of the greatest gifts ever given to mankind. And that's being able to live our lives to the fullest. You are a walking time bomb, waiting to explode with the productivity that is sitting on the inside of you. But if you keep all of the dirt, the filth, the old stuff, the negativity that the world brings your way, when you explode, what's going to come out? Poof, dust. But if you walk around learning, if you walk around like a sponge, taking in all the positive and all the productive stuff, when you explode, aka create, what will you produce? Life. You will produce something exciting. You will produce something that will reproduce after its own kind. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down on this Follow Through Friday. See, life is going to happen to us all, but how we respond to life determines how we will live. So, what is it in your life that you need to start purging from, cleansing from, and getting out with the old and in to the new? I feel you. There are many things that you would like to accomplish. The year is still yet young. Although you may be more than halfway through the year, there's still opportunity. There's still time for you to produce from your place of passion. But the question is, are you going to allow life's circumstances, situations, and watch this, the hiccups, the valleys, the bumps, the boundaries, are you going to allow those things to control you? Or are you going to take control of the situation? See, the reality is control is within your reach, in your grasp, and it's in your hands. But how you see a thing will determine how you treat a thing. So what is it in your life currently today, as you're listening to the Productivity 360 show right here on Bashani and worldwide, what is it that you need to start purging and cleansing from? What do you choose to do with your time? What will you choose to do with your life? The one thing that I know for sure is only you can take control of your destiny. There are some people who are waiting for others to make it happen. And then there are those of us who go make it happen, kicking down doors and taking names. Which one will you be? What is it in your life that you desire to change? One thing I know for sure is you have people who will play the victim role and those who will play the victor role. See, the victim role is waiting for good things to come their way. And when it doesn't come their way, it's everybody else's fault. But the victor role is a person who has the warrior and the champion mentality that says, I'm not waiting for anyone or anything. I'm going out and making it happen. What I desire to see in life, I will go create. That's the type of person that you want to be. What is your reality? Are you a control freak? Or do you allow life to shift and shape and mold you as the days go by? See, there is a balance and there is a harmony that you need. And sometimes you simply have to give up the controls. And I know. Yep, Dr. Vern, you're crazy, man. You're giving up the controls. But sometimes if you want to go far, you've got to take your hands off the wheel. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound like something that you want to hear, but at the end of the day, I believe it wholeheartedly. I've lived it. I've seen it time and time again. The moment that I take my hands off the wheel, I get a thriving high because I recognized that I wasn't the one truly controlling the wheel in the first place. But it took me to make the mental shift to move out with the old and bring in the new. Look at your life today, folks. Think about what you've just heard me say. Assess where you may find yourself and ask yourself, are you ready for the change that you seek? Many of you who are listening to the sound of my voice right now know it's true. There are some things that you need to purge, and you've been needing to purge them for years. There are some things that you're allowing to hold you back. Let me share it with you and say it to you this way so that you can truly pick up what I'm putting down. What happened to you in 1995 or 85 should not be holding you back in 2019. What someone did to you or didn't do for you back in the 80s or the 90s or the 2000s should not be holding you captive today. Let it go, folks. Let it go. Push out the old and bring in the new. If you're hearing me and you're listening to the sound of my voice right here on Productivity 360 on Bashani and worldwide, I challenge you to let it go so that you can release to increase, because many of you are being held back by your own will. Nothing can hold you except you allow it to. So here's the challenge that I'm going to issue to you all. Reinvent yourself. Move those old things out and bring in the new. Reinvent your mind and reinvent your future. When you change your mind, you will change your life. So what will your story be 5 years from now? What will your successes look like 5 years from now? What are the things that you are going to fear 5 years from now? What will your process actually look like? Now, last thing I'll say to you before I let you leave today is you were created for greatness and you have a purpose. And that purpose is to pursue the passion that's on the inside of your heart so that you can produce at optimal levels. There's greatness inside of you, folks, and it's knocking at the door at your heartstring, and it's saying, please let me out. So it's time for you to go out with the old and bring in the new. Reinvent your mind, reinvent your business, and reinvent your life. You know what I always say, folks. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, live to produce as you go out with the old and bring in the new. Until next time, folks, my name is Dr. Vernette A. Joseph, and I'll catch you right here on Bashani and iHeart and every streaming media device. Why? Because it's possible, and we're worldwide, baby. So we'll talk to you next week. Blessings, peace, and productivity.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernette A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernette on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.